From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Greek government has a new proposal. Greece has delivered its latest plan for economic reforms to European finance ministers, hoping the plan will lead to a financial bailout. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Outside the Greek parliament, pro-EU demonstrators gathered Thursday evening, urging their government to strike a deal and step back from the precipice of an exit from the euro. This man says Greeks were born as Europeans and must stay Europeans because there is no road outside of Europe. The Greek government submitted its new bailout proposals just before the Thursday evening deadline. They will be reviewed by European leaders ahead of the crucial Brussels summit Sunday. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if certain decisions are not made in the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna, the negotiators are ready to end the discussions. But he told reporters in Vienna that real progress is being made.
We would not be here continuing to negotiate just for the sake of negotiating. We're here because we believe we are making real progress toward a comprehensive deal.
The White House says President Barack Obama will bring back the U.S. negotiating team if talks do not appear to be constructive. Iran's foreign minister says he's prepared to stay at the negotiating table in Vienna as long as necessary. Liberia's government says two new cases of Ebola have emerged from the same community where the disease recently resurfaced. Liberian health officials said Thursday the number of confirmed Ebola cases in Liberia is now up to five, including a boy who died from the disease June 28th. This is VOA News. Uganda's opposition Democratic Alliance has sharply condemned the arrest of two senior politicians. Former Prime Minister Patrick Amana M. Babazi from the ruling National Resistance Movement and Kizza Besigye from the opposition Forum for Democratic Change were separately arrested for a time Thursday. The two are opponents of President Yoweri Museveni. The Synagogue Church of All Nations in Lagos, Nigeria, has rejected a recommendation that the church and several engineers be prosecuted over the collapse of one of the church buildings. The building collapsed last year, killing over 100 people, most of them from South Africa. The church issued a statement calling the recommendation by a local coroner unreasonable, one-sided, and biased. The coroner recommended prosecution of two structural engineers for criminal negligence. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has signed a bipartisan bill removing the Confederate battle flag from the grounds of the state capitol. Lawmakers in South Carolina's House of Representatives followed the state Senate when they passed the bill early Thursday after more than 13 hours of emotional debate.
When the emotions start to fade, the history of the actions that took place by everyone in South Carolina to get us to this moment is one that we can all be proud of.
The flag will be taken down in a ceremony Friday morning. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management now says hackers have stolen sensitive information involving 21.5 million people from federal government databases. The scope of the data breach has grown dramatically since the government first disclosed that hackers had gotten into OPM's personnel database and had stolen the records. The United Nations has announced that a fighting pause will be on in Yemen.
The Secretary General looks forward to the commitments of all parties to the conflict in Yemen to an unconditional humanitarian pause to start on Friday, 10 July at 23:59 GMT plus 3 until the end of Ramadan.
The pause in the violence by all of the major parties in the Yemeni conflict will allow aid to reach millions of people. Former Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al Faisal, one of the most prominent members of the Saudi royal family, has died. Saudi officials gave no cause of death. He was 75 years old. The U.S. National Security Advisor has harshly criticized South Sudan on the anniversary of its independence, saying President Salva Kiir and the former vice president, rebel leader Riek Machar, are directly responsible for the country's return to war. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.